This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Have I told you lately? I love kale. My husband, on the other hand, not much of a fan. Okay, it can have a bit of a bitter taste to some. Others find it peppery, but that's why you incorporate it into other dishes, or certainly add other flavors. This isn't the vegetable you pull from the garden and start munching on, but this green is a superfood gem. Kale is related to broccoli, cauliflower, and collards, and is a powerful antioxidant. It's loaded with a number of vitamins, including B complex, K, C, and A. Plus, kale is equally an excellent source of manganese, copper, and iron. It has calcium and is known as a detoxifier. I make green detox soup, a favorite, and I just made hearty kale and bean soup. It's delicious. And you don't have to go by the recipe exactly. I love those kinds of recipes. I'll post the guideline for the recipe on GardenBite.com. I've mixed kale into a fantastic smoothie for my husband, who had no idea it was even in there. Well, he does now, if he's paying attention. Anywho, I've tried kale chips before, and I didn't have any luck. Still, I'll put that recipe up there for you as well. Kale also has omega-3s and is much cheaper than salmon. You still have time to plant another crop, or just go to your favorite local co-op or farmer's market. Kale comes in three types: curly, my personal favorite, ornamental kale, which can still be eaten, it just has a milder flavor, and lastly, dinosaur kale, or Tuscan kale, which tends to have dark blue-green leaves with a sweeter taste than curly kale. Oh, and I've had red kale, too, from the co-op. Kale's easy to prepare. Wash it, cut out the stem, and steam it for 5 minutes. Or wash it and use it in the recipes I'll post. Steaming kale will hold more of its nutrient value. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.